David, we're starting Galatians today.
Yep.
And Galatians, the letter that Paul wrote, was really, really passionate.
Yeah.
You can see that by the fact that it's one of the shortest introductions to any of the letters. Listen for that when David reads in a few minutes. The fact that just a quick intro and then straight to it, because he's got something burning on his heart. False teachers have come to this city, come to this region, and they're trying to get them to go back to the Old Testament law.
There was a sense of urgency, wasn't there?
It was a real urgency, a passion. You can hear, I want you to listen as David's reading right through the whole book for the passion that David has when he's writing.
Yeah.
And
or Paul, though. not so much David.
Well, yeah, when David is reading what Paul wrote.
Exactly, yeah.
And but you'll hear through this, and so right through it, start from verse 6, he gets straight into it. And listen to this sort of, he's done a minimal introduction, and then he says, like, I'm amazed. You're so quickly deserting. You know, it's like, I'm just so perplexed. I'm so confused. Yeah. And in verse 8 and 9, he talks about the fact that, hey, I don't care who speaks to you, even if it's an angel, if they change the gospel,
let them be accursed.
So he is like, nobody has a right to do this. Now, in saying that, he says, well, what right do I have to tell you what is the true gospel?
Yeah.
And then he takes it from the rest of chapter 1. He begins to say, well, before I can really go hard at these guys, I've actually got to give my credentials. Mm. And you can hear it in verse 1, where he talks about who he is. And listen, Paul. But who is Paul?
Yeah.
I'm an apostle. Listen to that introduction. And then from about verse 8 and 9 down, he begins to give his credentials. Because if he's going to attack these guys, he's got to actually say, well, what gives me...
He needs some street cred. Yeah,
he needs the right. So they're the things to listen for in chapter 1. Thanks, David.
Okay, no worries.
Galatians chapter 1. To the churches in Galatia from Paul, an apostle, whose commission is not from men, and given not by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and from all the brothers here, may God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ bless you and give you peace. For Christ to rescue us from this present wicked age gave himself for our sins, in accordance with the will of God and Father, to whom he ascribed all glory for ever and ever. Amen. I am astonished at your so soon deserting him who called you through the love of Christ for a different good news, which is really no good news at all. But then I know that there are people who are harassing you and who want to pervert the good news of the Christ. Yet even if we, or if an angel from heaven were to tell you any other good news than that which we told you, may he be accursed. We have said it before and repeat it now. If anyone tells you a good news other than that which you received, may he be accursed. Is this, I ask, trying to conciliate men or God? Am I seeking to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I should not be a servant of Christ. I would remind you, brothers, that the good news which I told you is no mere human invention. You heard no doubt of my conduct when I was devoted to Judaism, how I persecuted the Church of God to an extent beyond belief and made havoc of it, and how, in my devotion to Judaism, I surpassed many of my contemporaries among my own people in my intense earnestness to uphold the traditions of my ancestors. But when God, who had set me apart even before my birth, and who called me by his love, saw fit to reveal his Son in me, Jerusalem, to see those who were apostles before me, I went to Arabia and came back again to Damascus. 3 years afterwards, I went up to Jerusalem to make the acquaintance of Peter, and I stayed a fortnight with him. I did not, however, see any other apostle except James, the master's brother. As to what I am writing to you, I call God to witness that I am speaking the truth. Afterwards, I went to the districts of Syria and Cilicia, but I was still unknown even by sight to the Christian churches in Judea. All that they had heard was, the man who once persecuted us is now telling the good news of the very faith of which he once made havoc. And they praised God on my account.